Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So, we of course followed the events of yesterday very, very closely. In one or two of the cases, I saw some of the updates, and as I said, the verified updates spoke about bringing the South African National Defence Forces into the areas to assist with keeping calm. And I have a little bit of an uneasy feeling about that, I guess, much like we speak about this new WhatsApp idea, just simply because it can lead to a very different type of an environment where you have a national defense force in civil areas trying to keep peace. So we remember very well during the apartheid government, the defense force in areas like Soweto, and it didn't exactly feel good or look good or end well. We wanted to chat this morning to Chris Hatting. He is the DA spokesperson on defense. Chris, a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. Before we kick off, what is, in general, your view around how yesterday went?
Good morning. No, I think it went better than expected in many circles. There was no wide-scale looting that we've seen in 2021. And I think it went fairly well.
Okay, so are you cautiously optimistic about today, or that it is over, or do you still have some concerns?
No, I'm optimistic that it, in general, would continue to be managed very well, and that we won't see the looting. They were incidents, isolated incidents, and they were arrests, and it's bad. But in general, I think it went very well.
And that's generally been our feeling here as well, and that South Africans can be commended for that it didn't get out of hand, and that the security cluster, the private security, the marches, everybody seemed more or less, to stay within the right boundaries. The one subject, though, that I do want to just explore a little bit with you, and obviously I understand that there are different angles to it and there are different pressures and reasons. But the whole idea of deploying a military force during protests, take me through the rationale, the advantages, the disadvantages as we look back on it and obviously forward as well.
We must never lose sight of what the SANDF is supposed to be doing in situations like this. They are only there to support the police. It's not a magic wand that will come and rescue communities. Also, we have the current deployment of Operation Prosper, 2,200 soldiers countrywide, mostly some in the Western Cape, in the gangster, to combat gangsterism, and then we have also the Zama situation. They are there in support of the police, and it's mostly intelligence-based operations that's happening. We won't see, like in the 1980s, SANDF vehicles patrolling the streets on their own. That is not on. That is certainly not the reason why the president has deployed the soldiers in terms of Operation Prosper. What happened during the past few days is that there were no additional soldiers deployed apart from those in Prosper, but the SANDF was put on a more increased state of readiness. So if something would have happened, they would have been there. So, the SANDF is solely there to support the SAPS, and I want to stress the point that the first line of defense is intelligence. all of wherever the SANDF is being deployed in support of the police, it's intelligence driven, and I think that the intelligence that went through the past few days in the run up to this mm-hmm. played a major role in what we saw was unfolding.
Would you say that that was the most significant difference between the 2026 and 2021?
Well, I think so, but also there's the question of the 600 million, and it's clear that it has been useful to pull the private security in. And I think that's a major difference, the two aspects, intelligence and the role of the private security.
In general, is there the fact that the SANDF was deployed, as you say, to support the police yesterday, is this likely to signal that we will see more of this?
No, I didn't say that the SANDF was deployed yesterday to support the police. They were deployed some time ago. January announced in January during the president's speech, and then deployed from February and March.
Right.
And no additional, there was no authority to deploy additional SANDF members.
Right.
Obviously, they can be deployed, and then the presidential authority can arrive later. But that was not the case. I think the reality that the SANDF is there, that thing is now firmly there. SANDF is there, and they will support the police when called upon. I think that thing perhaps also suppressed the violence that could have happened, that there is the possibility of the SANDF that can be deployed quite quickly.
What is their training like?
Training is at this stage questionable. We've got very good soldiers, but training, maintenance, equipment, even command and control radios, that is increasingly becoming a problem. We've got very good soldiers, very good junior officers in place. They can operate, but at a higher level, because of funding and other reasons, it is not where it should be.
Right. And if we are going to see more of that, I would imagine that that they would need training in working with civilians. Traditionally, I mean, in other armies around the world, are there specific units that focus on urban unrest versus and supporting police versus other units? How should it work in an ideal world?
Well, there should be training, there should be cooperation, there should be proper planning. For instance, we see that the SANDF and the police are working with on different radio frequencies, different equipment, and also the secure communication is not really in sync with each other. But operations such as Operation Prosper, who's been ongoing now for a number of months, has actually provided a sound basis for future cooperation. That is necessary, but we should never lose sight of what the SANDF is really there for. The SANDF soldiers are trained to be maximum force soldiers,
right,
while SAPS is minimum force. So that thing should also always be understood, that the SANDF cannot has not been trained to do police functions, and they are only there and tightly controlled, well-coordinated support, SAPS support role. That is the fact. So, then there's also, we also should keep in mind, we've got hundreds of thousands of police out there. We've got 2,200 officially deployed SANDF members. They certainly cannot add that power to the police to do their basic role.
Yes.
The police should be policing.
Right.
And we see less and less of policing happening in the country, where we need more. And the SANDF is not there to, when the police fails to do their basic job, to step in and rescue the police. Police should be policing, and circumstances and the whole milieu of policing is changing, and the police should adapt to that.
Yeah, I think that is right, and need to be, I guess it's the police who need to be held accountable for that, and just to make sure that that remains the case. That is where we do need to leave it. Chris Hatting, thank you as always. DA spokesperson on defense, talking about the military, how important it is to deploy military in protests, and the role that they play compared to the SAPS.